This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Tired of paying for channels you don't watch? Well, a new Sling package by Sling gives you a curated lineup of live and on-demand TV you actually want. With channels like Fox News, NFL Network, FX, FS1, and more, starting at $19.99 a month. There's even some 4K content. And in designated markets, subscribers get local broadcast networks too. No long-term contract, no hassle, just the live TV you love. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Sunrise, sunset, swiftly go the years.
Oh, yeah. Just write that down. That's good.
Yeah. And for a group of teens and their parents, that has hit them hard the last 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Because this thing you always had together, it's done. And there's nothing you'll ever be able to replace it with. And we know that is really hard for the kid. In fact, when these conversations come up, that's what we talk about. The devastation of this kid realizing it's all over.
Mm.
But for the kid, Tommy, there are greater things waiting for them.
Oh, okay.
Someone else is here to argue, I think involuntarily, that when it comes to this situation, parents are the ones that get hurt the most.
I think so.
Oh, do you?
Oh, I know.
Oh, do you know that?
I have seen it.
You're hanging out the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we'll get to that in just a second, but it is Thursday.
Oh, yes, it is.
It is another Tommy Tracksuit Thursday.
Yep.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
Before, well, first of all, we encourage you, if you want to get your eyes on this, you log on to the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, or Twitch. Our live stream is up, The Breakroom WCMF, on YouTube or Twitch to get a look at this week's edition of Tommy's Tracksuit.
He looks like an extra on the set of Peaky Blinders that didn't get the memo as to what era it took place. Yo, yo, yo.
What do you mean?
80s Peaky Blinders?
I thought you said I was nailing it.
You are. You're nailing it for whatever look you're going for.
Could you explain to the audience what he looks like today, please?
It's like a kind of a more blinged out tracksuit.
It's not loud.
No, it's not loud, but it's. I don't know. I don't know how to pinpoint this tracksuit.
He looks like every rapper that did an MTV Cribs from 2001 to 2005.
Yeah, it's more of like a leisurely looking tracksuit.
You look like Chingy.
You can't even tell me what color this is.
No, I can't.
Gray?
Gray.
Slate.
Shut up. Slate is gray, stupid.
No, slate is slate. Gray is gray.
It's kind of green.
It's not gray. Are you colorblind?
It's got a little bit of green hue to it.
That might be my skin.
All right. So last week on the show,
we
talked about an amazing performance from a Pittsburgh hockey goalie.
Oh, yeah. You said the kid was amazing.
Yeah. If you missed it, Pittsburgh playing McQuaid. They were in sudden death double overtime. Winner goes to their sectional championship game. And the next goal wins this game with about a minute left in double overtime.
Damn.
Pittsburgh goalie Aiden Brown makes the save of his life to keep Pittsburgh alive.
Yeah.
And he's a senior. So this would have been the final game of his career.
Yeah.
18 seconds later, Pittsford goes down the ice. They score. They win it 1-0. The seniors on the MCQ McQuaid team, it's all over for them.
Yeah.
Not just the game, not just the season. Their high school hockey careers are most of them competitive hockey.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, sidebar, Pittsford went on to win their sectional championship earlier this week.
So where are they at now?
They are going to be playing their, you know, the state moment. Tournament now.
Yeah, look at my boys.
Your boys?
My boys tearing it up.
You look like you run an illegal high school hockey gambling ring. But, you know, the kids from McQuaid, and really there are a ton of kids.
Oh, sure.
All cross-section five seniors who, whatever sport you are playing in the winter year, you just played your last competitive game ever. And after we had that discussion about what Pittsford did, we got a Facebook message from Jesse, and it's a guy, Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesse writes, "Hearing you guys break down that high school hockey game really got to me. That's how my son's hockey season ended 2 years ago as a senior. Overtime goal, it was all done. He was sad. I was a mess. Every time I see high school hockey highlights, it hurts me again. I miss taking him to the rink so much." Oh.
That all makes sense, though. Like, even, like, I know how much you stress with your kids in sports.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been doing
running
it now.
Running around.
Right. But I think when it's all done, you're going to miss that stress.
You're going to miss this.
Stress.
In a small town, try that. You won't.
I think you will.
Okay.
Because it's all part of your, it's so much of your routine that it's going to throw you off.
All right, so let's break this down.
Because
you think about the kids the most when their, you know, high school careers come to an over. And if you've played youth sports, it's something you can relate to. One day, it's just done. But we never talk about the effect it has on parents.
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is the last game ever harder on the kid, or is it harder on mom and dad? And you're now arguing it's harder on mom and dad.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because you see it from a different angle than your kids. They don't care about what you're doing. They don't see the value in it. They they think you're supposed to do this.
Oh, yeah, damn, you're right about that. I got to go get skate sharp at 11 o'clock.
They don't appreciate it.
Stupid.
Right? They just...
they don't appreciate anything.
And it's not their fault.
My wife making chicken parm for my daughter to eat tonight before we get in the car to go to a state playoff game tomorrow. Anyway, I'm sorry.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, you're more invested in this than she is.
Okay, when it comes to time and finances, yes.
Absolutely, and scheduling. I mean, she just has to go play hockey.
Yeah,
but you have to figure out how all that's going to work and how you're going to pay for all that. I mean, you're so much more involved in your kid. And you're responsible for your kid on top of
it. He looks at her to make a point. Come in. She starts to talk, and then he cuts her off immediately. Yeah, you got to be careful because he's faster today in that tracksuit.
He's the hat.
Floor flash. I think that what you're describing, though, for me personally and what I noticed with my parents, all that stuff that you're saying is right. But I think that they felt more of a relief when it was they miss things down the road. Like you realize you miss that stuff when that season doesn't start back up again later on. But I want to say, like, initially as a parent, you're just like, oh, thank God it's all over.
You know, it's an interesting side by side.
Like you're going to miss things about it. I just noticed from my parents, like, they were like, oh, thank God we don't have to do this again next weekend.
Yeah, but I can't imagine having to watch you play sports.
Fair enough.
Person I've ever met in my life.
Fair enough. But most kids, like, unless your kid's a superstar, you know, and you think that they are going to go on to that next level, I don't know how many parents really miss it all that much.
Oh. 252-WCMF, 252-9260. All right, let's break down both sides here, right? Because when your kid is all done playing sports, you know, there are things for your kids to move on to. You know, your kid could go to college and go to the workforce, into the service.
Well, they become adults.
The competition is gone.
Yeah.
The pride in the school isn't there anymore. That feeling that you're a somebody when you're on the team isn't there. But you are now occupied with other things. Time is occupied.
Yeah.
Parents, to your point, don't really have anything to move on to.
No.
At least for a while.
No.
Like, you were taking your kid to practice, you were watching their games, you were playing with them while working, trying to have a social life at the same time. You don't move on to better things. That time's just empty.
No, I mean, and now you're an older couple without kids. And it is a difficult time in a lot of marriages. I mean, making that transition of to an empty nester. And I think you're unique because you love hockey, and you introduced your daughter to hockey, so, like, it isn't like you're watching a sport that you also enjoy. So you're more invested than somebody like me, who, if I had to take a kid to hockey, I'd be in hell watching it.
Okay,
yeah,
I know.
If your kid played a sport that you never played or don't really understand,
I don't think you care that much. You're way more invested because you understand the game and you've played the game.
Right. I know you don't believe me, but every parent listening will understand what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
You're right. I love hockey.
Right. And you introduced her to it.
Well, yeah, but yeah. My youngest plays tennis.
Mm-hmm.
I knew nothing about tennis.
Yeah.
I love watching my youngest.
You're just happy to see her enjoying it.
Yeah, I get into her tennis matches as much as I get into my older daughter's hockey games because it's the competition. It's watching my child perform. You're right. I'm probably not going to sit down and watch a tennis match like I would watch five hockey games in a row. But in that moment, it's about my child performing. It's not about me loving a sport.
I just thought it heightened it because you're a fan of the sport.
No.
And you played.
Shut up.
I also think it depends on how many kids you have. Because I do remember playing sports with kids who were like the youngest of their family. So like they had like two or three other siblings going through and playing all the sports, and their parents were just so over it.
Well, that would be
like
exhausting.
Their parents like showed up half the time. They were just like, "All right, we've been there, done this. Like we've gone through 100 travel soccer seasons. We are over this."
Yeah, you got to be ragged out and broke.
Yeah,
so I think that's a different animal.
Yeah, but I mean, it's getting more common.
Yeah,
like I there are most of the kids that my daughter plays hockey with. They have two or three kids in hockey. Like, I don't know how they do. Oh.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Again, we got a Facebook message from a guy named Jesse after we talked about what that Pittsburgh goalie did last week. Amazing save. He writes, "Hearing you guys break down that high school hockey game really got to me. That's how my son's hockey season ended 2 years ago as a senior. Overtime goal and it was over. He was sad. I was a mess. Every time I see high school hockey highlights, it hurts again. I miss taking him to the rink so much." And the debate becomes, is it harder for the kid when all of a sudden that ride is done?
Yeah.
Or is it harder for mom and dad? Thanksgiving Mike's on CMF. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, fellas. So I can honestly say it was really hard on myself and my wife. Really bad when our son was finished with high school sports. So he chose baseball and wrestling, two sports I hated growing up more than anything in the world. But he ended up doing it, and he was like what you would consider like kind of like the sad home run hitter. He's going to hit the home run or he's going to bomb out. Either, and it was like there was no in between. So that roller coaster of up and down, we would go to every match, to every game, and it was either going to be a total tragedy or a complete triumph. And it turned into this whole thing where the minute was done, it was gone. It was like, what the hell? Like, we've got nothing more exciting with this whole situation. It was like, I missed it.
You didn't
all.
Say that to your wife's face, did you, Mike?
Oh, she knows. She knows.
But it can break couples up, being those empty nesters. They have nothing in common.
All of a sudden,
anymore.
Time stops.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally agree with that.
I've
totally
seen couples that, you know, 45 and they're calling it quits.
Well, especially with Mike's personality. I get it. We've met the guy.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Hey, listen, man, I'm a good-looking guy. I can't help myself.
I go personality. Yeah, I'm good-looking. So, all right, Mike, sorry. Listen, let me ask you this in all seriousness, because there are a lot of parents now that are dealing with what you're describing for the first time. What is your suggestion to help them out in this transition time?
I can't answer. I really don't know. But what I suggest you don't do is like be that lonely guy that shows up at all the other wrestling matches and stuff and just sits in the stands like watching other kids and stuff, because then it looks kind of creepy, especially if you're wearing like a tracksuit and stuff.
Mike, great to talk to you, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right, fellas.
He's right, though. There were those people, like the parents of kids that had recently graduated or graduated a long time ago. They just couldn't let it go.
No, I've already decided. Like when my kids are done playing hockey, I'm going to be that guy that gets up and I go to the Tim Hortons Iceplex in Henrietta and I just stare at the 5-year-olds that are learning to play hockey.
Why don't you coach?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's weirder.
Why?
Well, there's like a whole bunch of hoops you got to jump through and stuff too. But like, hey, I don't have a child here. Are you five? Come
follow me. I could see you coaching kids.
I can't.
Really?
The hell does that mean?
Not in a bad way. I just don't think. Like,
how would that be in a good way?
Not a bad way. I don't see you around children.
What?
Not a bad way.
Well, I mean, you didn't coach your daughter's team, so I would find it weird that you decide to coach a bunch of strangers.
So 1 year when she first started, I got out there and did it with her, and we had so much friction. I figured, you know what? It's probably better for her to have more adult influences than just dad. And I couldn't handle her.
Oh, all right.
But here's the thing, you know, the problem with what we're discussing here, outside of John being a little bit vulnerable writing us that message,
yeah,
or Jesse, I'm sorry, not John, it's not really something as a sports parent you can say out loud, right? Like, your kid has a right to be upset, depressed, scarred for the future.
Well, it's their moment.
Yes, exactly, right? It's nothing to see that kid shed a tear, need a hug, you know, need a few weeks where they're just kind of wandering around aimlessly. You don't really get to do that as a parent.
No.
In fact, it's your job to make sure your kid is okay.
Mm-hmm.
No one is going to wrap their arms around like you and pat you on the back and say, hey, great job for getting through 13 years of soccer or football or basketball or wrestling.
Well, I mean, that's what your wife or your husband's for, because nobody else cares.
But that that is an accomplishment.
It is, but you're the only two that really understand it or care about it. Nobody else even cares because everybody else has got their own life to worry about.
I don't know, man. Like, every sports parent that's ever gone through it, like, maybe that's what we need. Like, veteran sports parents that have been out of the game for 10 years, be there for all of the playoff games. And when it's over, just find a mom or dad, hold them.
Okay.
You did a great
job.
Like
a support parent.
Yeah.
Like like those pigs they can have on the airplane.
Is part of it, too, like, beyond your kid playing the sport, that community that you form along the way, because chances are your kid's been playing with some of these people for, you know, 10, 15 years at this point, and you kind of lose that parent group.
That's a great point. I didn't think about
when
that.
When that sport ends. Because maybe they're people that you enjoy, but...
You'll never see them again.
Or they don't... You have to really make an effort now to see everybody and get together. I'm not saying you won't, but you're definitely not going to do it as much.
He's extra depressing in that outfit. Like, when he says mean things, it's just like... Because you just look like a human rain cloud in that slate. No, I mean, that's a really good point. You're right. Like, all of a sudden that...
You lose that whole community.
Your crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Laura. Hey, Laura, what's going on?
Hi, Duffy.
Hi.
So I have four kids. I have two boys who bowled, and we made them bowl, and whatever. There was no heartbreak when they finished bowling. Two girls who play hockey, and I think more of it when they stop playing hockey would be the loss of watching them do something they enjoyed for life, like. And I played basketball all through college, and, like, playing my final game, yeah, that's heartbreaking, but I can always play adult league. I think it's the loss for the parents of watching their kids do something they enjoy day to day. And it's the same thing for music or other things. You watch your kids do something and flourish in something that they've spent their life doing, where, like, some kids just do a sport to do a sport, and there's not always that heartbreak.
No, I mean, she's not here.
Different levels of passion. Yeah.
Tommy is looking at me like, what are you talking about? And now I have to translate it to Tommy?
What?
Okay.
Sorry, Tommy.
Let me try to explain. Yeah. So, like, my daughter, I can see her with a big smile on her face, like, 80% of the time she's on the ice. And I think Laura's right. Like, the fact that she's having so much fun.
She's enjoying herself.
And she's learning things she doesn't understand. She's learning, right? Okay. Like, being competitive and working hard, and she's enjoying it. Laura, I think you're right.
Like, commitment.
No, but see, this is what I'm talking about. You don't get it, man.
When they play that in a high school game, it's creepier for a parent to go watch their kid playing like intramurals in college. They can still do that after their final game in high school, but the parents aren't there anymore. You don't get to watch that.
Yeah, and don't be that. Don't be the guy that goes to their kid's beer league team either. I had a couple of those guys.
We had a guy. Yeah, my mom's stopping by.
Laura, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it.
Bye.
There goes Laura. She's right. She's absolutely right. Okay. I guess how do you blow past the community is a big part of it. Mm-hmm. The sacrifice you made and all of a sudden it's gone.
Yeah.
I think that's what it boils down to is like you are no longer there to witness your kid become an adult.
So you need a plan after this.
An exit plan?
Well, seriously.
You and your wife.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be great. That would be the thing to teach couples. What do you do when the kids are done?
All right. So what do you do?
Like a man, never had a kid.
For God's sake.
I say teach.
I love it.
No, you got to learn how to do couple
things. You need a plan. What do you think? Uh-oh.
You got to do couple things.
Couple things?
Yeah.
Well, no, because...
And mostly it's going to be things that guys don't want to do.
No, but that doesn't fill the void, man. It just makes my life more miserable.
Yeah, you're talking about getting a hobby almost.
Well, but you also have to have a couple thing. You have to have something, because this thing you did with your kids, you did it as a couple.
Yeah.
You going downstairs and carving doesn't solve the problem. You got to get you and your old lady got to get together and have a mutual thing you do, not separate, because that'll keep you together.
Yeah, but what's that thing that you both?
Well, that's what you two have to figure out. Like, what it'll be something new. It's not going to be something you do now. You're going to have to find something new, like traveling or working out together or something to do. Alcoholism.
I love how, like, here, let me
wine club.
Here's what you gotta do. You know what you should do?
Meth lab.
No, you're broke, you should have more money in your bank account. You don't have enough food, you should give more. Like, yeah, of course, it's a great idea. That's what the problem is. What is that thing for those couples?
See, here's your problem.
Oh, please tell me my problem.
You don't want to bite the bullet because you don't want to do nothing.
Well, no, I don't want
to. No, you want to sit on the couch and watch the Sabres come in last place again.
Ouch.
That ain't a plan.
Okay, he thinks he's wise because of the hat.
I think it's the whole outfit. And the zipper, too, helps.
I hope you get that caught on every hook and doorknob.
Snagged it on your mom last night.
Ow! Sorry.
Yeah, well, you
didn't have to shout. Way back here.
You didn't do the echo joke. You're right.
No, I was way back there.
Shut up.
All the way back.
Again, it is a brand new Tommy Tracksuit Thursday. So if you want to see what what a man desperately looking for any kind of acknowledgement looks like, you can log out of the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, and Twitch. Seems to be going around these parts.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandralina Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
This would change the neighborhood dynamic real fast.
Oh.
And definitely take someone off the Christmas card list.
What happened?
Well, there's no doubt this story is a story of overreaction, but even the victim here can take a very painful lesson from this situation.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story comes to us from just south.
Whatever.
And it starts with a neighbor dispute. A 60-year-old woman. Was in a verbal altercation, according to police, with her neighbor. And it must have gotten pretty heated.
Whatever.
Well, according to police, at some point during the argument, the 60-year-old woman went into her car.
Where'd she get?
Opened up the glove compartment and came out with a canister.
A canister.
A canister. She then, according to police, proceeded to spray her neighbor in the face with bear mace.
Oh, holy my God.
Crap.
So that bear repellent stuff that they use,
okay,
basically?
Bear spray is what they call it in the story. Sure. Bear spray.
Strongest form of mace, I would assume.
So, yeah. Doesn't sound fun.
No.
Well,
you don't want to be in the area when that's getting sprayed.
You can bring a bear down.
Yeah.
So someone called the police. If it was the guy who was sprayed, I'm going to assume he used Siri to do it.
Yeah.
Hard to see the 9 and the 1 when you got a face full of bear spray.
Yes.
The 60-year-old woman was arrested, charged with unlawfully possessing a noxious material. And this issue that we're about to talk about has been hotly debated in the break room. What you are allowed to carry for self-defense. Mm-hmm. We've had this discussion 50 times. Everyone's got a different story.
Yeah.
Right? So in front of us now, we have the New York State law, thanks to what happened here.
Yeah.
New York residents are allowed to carry pepper spray for self-defense.
Okay.
However, they cannot carry more than 3/4 ounce, and it can't be super strong. Police say what this woman used was 10 times the legal size she was allowed to carry and almost 3 times as powerful than what she was legally allowed to have.
So it had to look almost like a big jug with a sprayer on top.
It looks like a mini fire extinguisher. There's a picture of the can in the story.
Damn.
This thing looks horrific.
Yeah.
So, obviously, if the accusations are true, the woman in the story is in the wrong.
She had to feel so good, though, getting to use that thing. You know,
you think she's been dying to use the can of bear mace?
I tell you right now, she was having a ball. Because if you got that thing, you are dying to use it on some wise ass. She had some stiff nips blowing that guy away with that mace.
Yeah, but can it also affect you if it's sprayed in a certain
area? Not if you do it right.
Downwind, baby.
Yeah, downwind.
Hey, stand over here a little bit. Thank you. Bah! But here's the thing, Tommy. What? It's not even like this woman in the situation the way it is in the story, the allegations, had an argument that she felt like she was in danger. Because police say she went into her car.
Right. Yeah, you would have had to go out of your way to get it.
Into her glove compartment. Went back to the guy, Kimmy, and then allegedly sprayed him in the face.
Take that.
I thought he was going to hurt me as I had 3 minutes to get this out and then blast him with it. But here's the thing.
What's up?
And the phone number is 252-WCMF. Is there anyone listening that's caught any of this stuff in the face? Like, how bad is
Hunters have had to. I'm sure they carry it, right?
Do hunters carry bear mace? Because you got a gun.
No, but like, if you don't want to.
You got a gun. I don't think you need bear mace.
Well, then why do they make it?
Well, for people that don't carry a gun. Like, it was in her glove compartment. I would assume you come.
Hold on.
Whoa.
I'm in bear country.
Yeah.
I'm out there in the woods.
Sure.
And I got a gun, but they still sell you that stuff at the outlets, at the wildlife.
At the outlet, the bear mace outlets.
At the outdoorsman store.
All right, here's my thought. All right. So let's say you live in bear country. Right. Because
my sister lived up in them hills.
Up in them bear hills?
Yeah, remember she bought a gun?
If you want to keep something that could be at hand at all times, right? Like, you're not going to keep a shotgun in the garage.
True.
That would be too dangerous. All but right. I could keep a can of bear mace in the garage just in case.
All right.
That's what I assume stuff like that is for.
Oh, I thought hunters had it for something.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. 252
WCMF. Well, I mean, technically, they might, like, if you're somebody that spends a lot of time in the woods, because you're not supposed to shoot certain animals certain times of the year, so maybe this is the alternative. And then if you absolutely have to for your life, you would use the gun.
Yeah, but I thought, if you thought the bear was going to hurt you, you were allowed to shoot the bear. You just have to yell, it's coming right for us, and you blast it.
I don't think that's how you handle a bear.
How do you handle it?
You got to cuss him.
Oh, what do you do?
I get that goddamn bear.
And his mother ain't been born. And his child ain't little mace, too.
So going back to the story of this woman, again, it happened... Just sounded like a 60-year-old woman.
How about that dude, man, when she came out of the car with that thing and he's looking at her, thinking, what is that? Because I wouldn't know what that is.
So let's break that down. Again, if you're just joining us, a 60-year-old woman has been arrested. Police say she got in a verbal altercation with a neighbor, say it must have gotten heated. At some point during the argument, the 60-year-old woman went into her car, opened up a glove compartment, came out with a canister, and then sprayed her neighbor in the face with bear spray. Yes. She has been arrested, charged with unlawfully possessing a noxious material. So here's the thing.
What's that?
As much as we try not to victim blame here on the show,
yeah.
There is a big time lesson for the man who took the bear spray to the face.
Yeah.
Why were you waiting around to see what she was going to do?
Yeah, that's a great point, because if I see somebody rooting around in a car, I'm guessing she's pulling out a piece.
Well, I mean, whatever it is.
It ain't going to be fun.
There were several moments where he could have gotten off this ride. Because, look, just to start.
Because they are neighbors, right? So they're just out in their yards, basically.
Yeah, it's a neighbor dispute.
Yeah.
But, just to start, an argument with a 60-year-old woman is not the best look in the world, right? But if you're in a heated argument, to what you just said. You see someone go into their car, go into their glove compartment. Best case scenario, she's coming out with like a blackjack or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, something menacing.
Like, it could have been a gun.
Yeah.
It could have been a knife.
Yeah.
That was your chance to walk away when she went into her car. Hell, when she came back out of the car, that was your chance to walk away. Mm-hmm. Right? And to your point again about like, what is that? There had to be a few moments where he saw she had something in her hand walking towards
him. Yes.
Why did you wait to see what that was? It wasn't going to be good.
Maybe it was a jug of margaritas. Make peace.
I get that there gets to an age where I'm going to stand my ground.
Yeah,
like,
I think that's what it was.
How'd that work out for you?
I don't want to look like I'm running away.
Well, but you just got bear sprayed.
Yeah.
All right, 252 WCMF. We had asked what bear spray feels like, if anyone was aware. Joe is on CMF. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
Hey, man, good. How you guys doing?
Good, man. What do you got?
So two things. Fishermen, like professional guides and whatnot, they carry the bear mace as well as hikers, because there's a lot of times where you don't want to shoot the animal, you just want to get it to leave you alone.
Sure.
They use it as a deterrent. So it's very common among professional fishing guides, Alaska, places like that. And I have exposed myself to bear mace unintentionally.
What'd you do, Joe? What'd you do?
I was camping in the Adirondacks in the High Peaks with a buddy of mine, and we had just gotten done fishing all day. And I did not know that my bear mace was leaking. And I took it out of my pack to set it by the fire just in case, you know, a bear came along and whatnot. Rubbed my eyes and was in hell for about 3 hours.
Oh, 3 hours?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And that was just a touch. That wasn't a full spray to the face.
That was just me rubbing my eyes and having it on my hands. 3 hours and flushing it with water, nothing makes it better.
All right. So just what I don't get is, like, after you spray the bear, how do they ensure the bear sticks its face in a bucket of milk for 2 hours?
That's the tough part.
Seems tough. Yeah, right. All right. So Joe, what you're telling us is being bear sprayed, not fun.
Oh God, no.
Okay. That's a gun.
I wouldn't recommend it.
And that's a touch. I mean, if she really squirted his ass.
The only good part about it is my buddy got to laugh his ass off at me for 3 hours straight.
So, well, that's actually the perfect transition, Joe. Thank you for the call, man. I appreciate it. Because here's the thing. Mm. This guy that got bear sprayed by his 60-year-old female neighbor had to go home and tell someone.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Wife, kids, friends, that he just got blasted in the face with bear spray.
Yes.
Then you gotta explain.
Okay, like,
well, you need help first and then you explain.
If a buddy told you he got blasted with bear spray.
Yeah.
No matter the situation, you'd feel bad.
Yeah.
But you'd have to immediately burst into laughter.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You like just that visual of them getting rolling around like
Because, like, if you were the first person he came across, too, his eyes are red, they're closed, he's got just snot and spit coming out of his
You're all disheveled, you got grass stains on you.
I got sprayed with bear spray, help me. Because, like, here's the thing, too. Yeah. Even after he recovered, right, and everything's okay, a 60-year-old woman got the best of you. Unfairly.
But she got you good.
But she got you. Right? Like, so I'm never going to let you live this down.
Oh, yeah.
Are you pretty tough?
Oh.
You think she had anything cool to say before she sprayed him? Because you have.
She did.
She had a one-liner ready to go.
Well, Tommy believes that every man, Kimmy, has a line ready to go before he does something that they think are badass. What is a woman?
I think you just let the bear mace speak for itself. He's not going to hear anything anyways.
I think you're going to get man shamed by her before she squirts you.
Oh, what do you mean?
You know, you don't talk to a woman like that.
Okay.
You think I'm afraid of you? You don't think I can stand up for myself? She's going to go all woman's right on your ass, and then she's going to pull the safety, and then it's over.
Do you think she threatened at first?
Oh, good question.
And he said, okay, do it. Was it that kind of thing?
All right, look, I know there are a lot of stubborn men out there.
Not knowing what it was, really.
No, because she would have to say, this is bear spray,
true.
Right? Because it's not a fire extinguisher. Yeah. You wouldn't think she had a fire extinguisher.
Fair.
Kimmy, as stubborn as men are, I cannot think of a man who, if you looked at them and said, I'm going to bear spray you in the face, you do it!
Unless you walk away.
Yeah. Nobody would say do it.
I might think she's bluffing.
Yeah.
But why would you take that risk?
I wouldn't, but that would be the only other thing I could think of. You think she's just making it up. You know what I mean?
Okay. It's a lot of faith you have in someone you're having an argument with.
Yeah,
but I could also see a guy being stubborn enough to think he could talk her out of it. Now, wait.
Unless this guy thought, okay. Again, we don't have a lot of details. No. If this woman goes into her car, gets the bear spray, comes out with it, points it at him and says, this is bear spray, and if you don't leave, I'm going to spray you. The only way this is reasonable that he would have stood his ground is if he thought he was tough enough to handle the face of bear spray.
Or he had a he said something wise-ass right before she pulled the trigger. Like she gave him a half a second.
Okay.
Right?
Are you done?
Or what is that, your perfume?
You know what? Getting that light off might be worth a face of bear spray.
I think so.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This headline is like a Mad Libs that my daughter wrote.
Okay.
And like to the point where it's so confusing, you have to get to like the third paragraph before you figure out what the hell happened here.
Jesus.
Because I didn't even know, Kimmy, these were legal to own in New York State.
Nope.
Are they native to New York State?
I thought they were tropical.
I know we've seen stories of people owning these before, but I didn't know how they came across.
I never
knew
they actually own one. I know people used to have like the feathers of it.
Yeah, no, these were the whole
ass.
Yeah, you got it. You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Again, if you're just joining us, it is another Tommy Tracksuit Thursday. Mm. You can check out the tracksuit. WCMF.com, the Odyssey app, YouTube and Twitch, the Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. What is the general vibe, Kimmy, of the audience? Do they like the tracksuit today? Because you've been paying attention to what people are saying.
We've been getting some feedback, and I think people are a little unsure of this one. There's some people who love it, and some people that are just, they're calling you everything from retired breakdancer to what's another one I've seen.
That's a cool guy.
No.
He made a living breakdancing and he could retire from it.
Okay, good point financially. You're right.
He's got a 401k from his breakdancing.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
I'll tell you what he looks like. I realize.
Oh, yeah, man, please.
You look like a crotchety 90-year-old soccer coach from England. That's not how you do it. It's not how you get on the pitch out there. It's the hat that throws it off with the tracksuit, man.
All right.
It looks like that whole thing is made of a ShamWow.
It does look very soft.
It's very soft, but it's a little hot.
He's sticking with the hat because we made fun of him.
I thought it kind of looked.
Yeah, you do need the hat with that.
So Leanne actually wrote us and asked, did you get a spray tan? No, he looks like he's turning red from being so hot because of his stupid hat. All right, again, if you want to check out a brand new Tommy Tracksuit Thursday, the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube or Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF on YouTube or Twitch. This story comes to us from Ontario County.
What happened?
Well, around 3 o'clock yesterday, the fire department were called to a road out in Gorham for a garage fire.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, so the good news is...
It's a good news.
In fact, there's a lot of good news. One, no one was hurt.
All right,
so that's going on. Two, the fire department says they were able to put the fire out before it got to the house.
Right.
So the house is okay.
But you got no garage.
Yeah, but that's okay. You don't need a garage. Mm. But it's the contents of the garage that are the issue here.
Well, you got your mower, your trimmer. Hopefully the cars are not there because it's during the day.
That's not... That's that. That
what else is left?
According to the fire chief... In Gorham, a couple of peacocks were lost in the fire.
Live peacocks.
And they didn't say they said they didn't know how many exactly.
Yeah, they did not have
any. You know, it's at least one or two.
Well, you count the beaks.
Well, no, I don't know how.
Right.
Yeah, no, live peacocks. It sounds like, excuse me.
Sounds like it.
We're living in this garage.
Yeah.
And they're gone.
And are now.
In peacock heaven.
No more. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what kind of lifestyle the peacock was living. He could be in peacock hell.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Look, they do
they
say
are very flamboyant.
Vanity is a sin, my friend. They had peacocks in their garage.
Yeah.
Okay, as pets, peacocks. I guess. Yeah.
By the way, also a couple rabbits in the garage.
That makes, why not? Throw a couple rabbits in
peacocks
there.
Peacocks and rabbits. What a weird combo.
Is it, though? Do the peacocks need, okay, you know those animals, Kimmy, sometimes need like a little friend to keep themselves sane?
Maybe.
But they had another peacock.
Yeah.
Yeah, two peacocks.
Maybe they didn't get along. They weren't on speaking terms or squawking terms. Can you Google if it's legal to own a peacock in New York State?
Well, you could, maybe you need like an exotic bird license or
a cock license. Didn't you get like 15 of those back when you were on the road to get work? Oh, you couldn't get there fast enough? Oh, my head's hot, so I can't get to my jokes right now. I'm beat red, and I can't get my mouth moving fast enough. Unlike when I got that license back when I was on the road. Kimmy, what do we know about owning peacocks in New York State?
Okay, so it says you can't own one in New York City, but I don't know about the rest of the
can't
state.
Have a borough cock. Just New York City, they're banned.
Okay, I'm going to ask.
That's what it seems like.
I'm going to ask a potentially stupid question.
All right.
Are peacocks native to New York?
I thought they were tropical.
Yeah,
but,
I did too.
But you're only saying that because they look tropical.
Yeah, like a parrot.
Yeah. No, I got it. But like, you know how every once in a while, like, well, you know, we don't have mountain lions, but we'll see a mountain lion every once in a while.
Yeah.
Or we don't have bobcats, but there's rumors there's a bobcat living on the west side somewhere.
So I got a question.
Sure.
Do they fly?
I don't think peacocks fly.
So they just run like an ostrich?
No, I'm basing that on the zoo only because like they don't keep them in a cage.
You never see one in flight, like even in the movies or nothing.
Yeah, but maybe they don't like you enough to fly in front of you.
Okay.
Yeah, because like when you go to the peacock exhibit at the zoo,
they're walking around.
Yeah, I don't think that there's like a thing over it to keep them from flying. Right. Maybe it's one of those things where it looks like they can jump really far.
Yeah, like the chickens big legs. Can't really like fly, but they can like, you know.
Flutter.
Yeah, they can like glide a little bit. Peacocks are native to India, Southeast Asia, and Africa.
So it's got to be hot. Yeah. They're tropical.
So what does a peacock cost then if this person had multiple.
Downtown?
Peacock.
$25.
Talking about a downtown peacock.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about a straight up uncut Indian peacock.
I wonder if you can eat them.
Why would. How was that the first thing that pops in your head?
Jeez.
Well, I mean.
What, like the fire department got there? Like.
Well, think about this. I mean, those peacocks are in poor areas of the world. They may eat peacock
well,
in like Africa and India.
Peacocks are the national bird of India, it said? Or the. Hold on.
I thought the cow was sacred. In India, but the birds were like wide open.
I don't,
but they don't eat cow, but they eat probably peacock.
Okay, fine. We don't eat horse. We don't eat swan. There's a lot of animals that are just all over the place that we don't eat.
But you know, in poor countries, they don't have the options.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not being mean here.
No, I'm not saying you're being mean.
They are struggling. So enjoy some peacock tonight.
Okay, so here's the thing.
I bet you they're delicious.
I understand these peacocks are probably someone's pet.
Mm.
And I feel really bad that this
happened,
yeah,
it sucks as poor things suffer.
It's terrible. That being said, There is this image I have, and like a salute. There would be no solution if this were to happen, because with this fire, garage fire in Gore,
yeah, where it's horrible.
Multiple peacocks, it looks like, passed away in the fire. Peacocks look flammable.
Well, they're so, because of their plume, I guess you would call it. It's so huge.
Right? It's big, right?
Well, when they, I think it's when they get horny, it opens up. So that's the males. So the males have all the
You don't
the
know anything that, about peacocks.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't, because I asked a bunch of peacock questions. When, you didn't
when a peacock
them.
Gets when a male peacock gets aroused, they open up their plumage, and that lets the ladies know that he horny and getting ready to make a little peacock action. So those are males.
If we don't know if they had plumage.
Oh, true.
But and by the way, you, no, female peacocks also look like that, don't
no.
they?
No,
no, I think like the brighter, usually if a bird is like brighter colors, it's a male. A male.
Oh, really? Yeah. So what are you, a male peacock?
They said no. I'm bright.
Here's what I'm asking. No. What I'm asking is this.
What?
So let's say the fire department gets there, the garage is on fire, they yeah. open up the garage to get to the fire, and two flaming peacocks start running at them. Because that's not, look, that's not out of the question.
I know.
Yeah. And I know it's horrible.
Yeah. What's your question?
What do you do?
You got to just extinguish them.
Okay, how? You've only got a fire hose. You would kill the peacock.
Well, you have to probably kill him anyway if they're on fire.
Well, no, I don't know. I mean, maybe
I think the merciful thing to do is put him down.
I don't know, but I'm saying, like, maybe you could, like, maybe they could recover from the fire. I don't know. What do you do? Because they would also be, like, a legitimate safety risk if that peacock then runs into a group of people or runs into the house or runs next to a car. Like, if you got a flaming peacock.
All right, so you
got
to wet him down. Yeah, so you, to your point, you just hit him with the hose.
No, but that would kill them. You hit a peacock with a fire hose, that thing's dead.
Well, then what other choice do you have?
That's what I'm trying to figure
you
out.
Throw
here.
A blanket over
them? Oh, that's a good option.
But you'd have to have a blanket.
Well, yeah, I think the fire department has fire a blanket.
Do they? No, they have those silver looking things.
No, okay, that's to keep you warm. They also have things that you could put over things to put out fire.
All right, so you use that. But man, you got to be quick because you're not prepared for that. You haven't even trained for that.
How do you know that firefighters don't train for flaming
for peacocks?
How
right.
do you know? I don't know?
All right.
I've never been to the fire academy. Hey, text your husband, ask if he trained for flaming
peacock.
What do
they do for flaming pets?
252 WCMF. Okay, we're going to get all the peacock information we need.
Okay.
Jamie's on CMF. Hey, Jamie, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
I called because of the peacocks with the flying. I grew up with an ostrich farm across the street.
Okay.
In New York. And they also had three peacocks, and they would fly across the street to my room. My sister and I, we would throw breadcrumbs out on the roof, and then they would peck at our windows every day.
So they can fly?
They can fly.
How far, though?
I mean, that's a pretty good distance to go to the second floor of a house.
Okay, all right.
Across the street.
All right.
Are peacocks friendly, Jamie?
They lived outside. They weren't like taking them in their house and petting them and stuff.
They weren't indoor peacocks.
No.
No, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, no.
All right, Jamie, now that you have way more peacock experience than we do, if you're face to face with a flaming peacock, what are you supposed to do?
I mean, I just feel bad cuz I feel like they could have flown away if they were outside. Like, I don't know. I'm going to let the door open.
Jamie, thank you for the call. Have a good rest. Oh, Jamie, you wouldn't know what a peacock costs, would you?
I do not know that.
Well, for you guys, a couple of breadcrumbs, I guess.
Yeah.
They were just like our guests. So
that'd be a pretty cool experience. Very nice. Jamie, thank you for the call. To be a kid?
That's one of those things you think is normal as a kid, and then you go off and meet other kids, and you're like, you guys didn't have like peacocks living next door?
Yeah.
We used to feed peacocks out our window.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like one of those weird stories you read to your kid. When you were a kid, your parents would read to you, and she had a peacock that would fly to her window every night. Do we know what a pet peacock costs, Kimmy?
They come from Africa, right? Or India?
She said India.
No, I thought it was India, Southeast Asia, and Africa.
Did she say Africa?
Yes.
I said Africa, yeah.
Damn it,
so you got to pay that shipping cost on top of that.
Well, there's a tariff.
Unless you don't go, oh.
Peacock tariff.
Yeah, if they strap those on there, too.
Yeah. Extra 25%.
So I'll raise your peacock. Will go up 25%, and we will match that. We will go tariff to tariff on your peacocks.
Well, you want the quality American-made peacocks, right? Made in Indiana.
Bring your peacocks over here. Build them over here. We will get rich beyond your wildest dreams.
I don't know if you're doing him, Fauci, or RFK.
It's a combo.
Okay, guys, you're doing a great job. He's in pain, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, he's losing his voice. So they're just the first thing that pops up on Google. It seems like you can buy peacocks that are a couple years old.
Okay.
Use
and
one.
It range. Well, I think you're, I don't know if you can raise them from the egg. I don't know. Okay. Anyways, it looks like it's a range from like $300 to this one's like $600.
It's lower than I thought.
Okay. It's less than a pedigree dog.
I don't know how easy it is to get, but.
Are there peacock dealers in the greater Rochester area?
Says they're legally, you can legally own them in all 50 states, but I don't know if it's legal to sell them in all 50 states.
You guys want to get a show peacock? Just let it walk around while we're doing the show?
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Right? That'd be a good time.
Yeah.
We'll throw a bread. We'll have Jamie come in. She'll train it for us. Throw a bread.
Yeah, there you go.
We got Matthew. He writes us on Instagram, Flaming Peacock is my favorite dad band. Anthony writes us, isn't Flaming Peacocks Tommy's nickname from high school?
Not that good.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.